50 years after the final Harry Potter book, Harry Potter is now headmaster of Hogwarts, ready to usher in a brand new generation of witches and wizards. My name's Radio Mike, and I love Harry Potter. In fact, I love Harry Potter so much that when I was a kid, I wrote a series of 7 Harry Potter fan fiction novels. This is book 3 in that series. Welcome to Harry Potter and the Commentors from Azkaban. Everyone, I know who Tom Cruise is. Welcome to Harry Potter and the Boys, a fan fiction podcast by me, Radio Mike. Sam Gallup is here.
I'm here, I'm in the chair, and I'm strapped in.
You're in the chair. Bzzz.
I'm strapped in. I'm unable to move any of my limbs. The microphone is being dangled in front of me, and I'm kind of embracing the potential of the sweet release of death.
I love that. I made a reference to Tom Cruise because in what is now becoming a tradition, I start with a reference to something we talked about on the Patreon-only preamble. So patreon.com/HarryPotterAndTheBoys. Support the show. We'd love to see a few more of you on there. You know, Sam does this out of the goodness of his heart. I do it out of the goodness of my heart just to entertain you people, right? Jump on the Patreon. You get about 10 minutes of just riveting random Sam and Mike
it's
chat.
Riveting. It's random. It's right up your alley.
What did we talk about just before?
Well, this is now I've started in a bad mood now because I was trying to list off a TV show and famous actors that Mike should know, and he doesn't know any of them.
I don't know any actors. Then I said to Sam, well, the patrons are going to hate this because we're just recycling it. But I said, name an actor. I bet I won't know them. And then he said, Tom Cruise. I said, well, I know Tom Cruise. Yeah, but name another one, just random one.
Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, I know Jen Aniston from Friends. So I guess I know a few. Name one more.
Oh, God. Okay, one more. How about Amy Adams?
I've heard of her, but I could not name anything she's in or know her face.
What about Rachel McAdam?
I've heard of her. Wow. Could not name anything or picture her.
Yeah,
face.
That's incredible.
Can you what's Amy Adams in? Name one, her biggest role. what?
I can't think of any.
Okay, what's Rachel McAdams?
Rachel McAdams is the one I was thinking of. Okay. Have you heard of a little movie called The Notebook?
Yes. Okay.
Have you heard of a little movie called Mean Girls?
I have. Which one's she? She's not Lindsay Lohan.
She's Regina George.
Oh, is she the bad guy? I've never really seen Mean Girls. I haven't, like, I see, yeah, I'm sorry, man. Wednesdays, we wear pink. Is that the quote?
Yeah, but they don't say it like that. It is funny. You just stepped
on
my foot.
I just stepped on your foot.
Yeah, you've annoyed me and then you stepped on my foot. The fact that then if I named a voice actor from Shrek, you'd be like, oh, yeah, I know them.
Yeah, name one.
Okay, who voiced? Oh, I'm getting a fucking phone call.
Oh no! Or maybe it's Eddie Murphy.
No, it might be from the
mechanic. Voice of Donkey.
I actually need to answer it.
Okay, do you want to do it on the show? Put it on speaker.
Everyone, okay. I just took a phone call.
Sam had to take a phone call, and then we both just forgot what we were talking about.
You were saying name a voice actor from Shrek. Actually,
yeah,
I just remembered.
Yeah.
So who voices Princess Fiona?
Cameron Diaz.
Right. So then, if I named another movie. Could you name another movie Cameron Diaz is in?
Was she in 50 First Dates? Is that Cameron Diaz?
I don't think it's called. No, I think that's the one.
Not 50. No. Yeah, 50 First Dates. What, the one with Adam Sandler.
No, that's Drew Barrymore.
What's Cameron? See, I have this thing where I mix up actresses.
Women. Like, wow. All women are the same.
I think Julia Roberts and Nicole Kidman are the same person.
Maybe Julia Roberts and Sandra Bullock.
No, I just, in my mind, I don't know what they look like, but in my mind, they're interchangeable, which is, not good.
What is going on with you?
Anyway, can we get on to talking about my hard quiz episode?
Yes, sorry. Because we haven't talked about your hard quiz episode on this. Firstly, congratulations.
Thank you. I mean, I've talked about it a lot, so we don't have to talk heaps about it, but, you know, we'll just bring it up. I was on a TV show called Hard Quiz.
Yeah.
Patreons would have known that a long time ago,
People who are just HBA TV fans may not know yet.
No. So you can watch it on ABC iView in Australia, and I thought it was really good.
It was actually so good. I feel like you were you said you were nervous about it or whatever. You were a natural out there, buddy.
Oh, thanks, man.
You were great. I think that you were glowing.
Thank you so much. I was so happy with it.
And I just want to, like, I feel like you and Tom Gleason were having banter.
Yeah.
I also, should I go negative straight away?
Yeah.
Not about you. God, those other people are so boring.
Oh, no.
Vegemite.
No.
Vegemite.
I Vegemite turn off the bloody show.
Oh my God.
If it weren't for Mike.
But they didn't seem that enthusiastic. I feel like you had the enthusiasm and you were present. Whereas I feel like whenever they were like talking to someone else, they were just like stone faced, like just thinking about Vegemite.
Thinking
about Farlap.
Yeah.
Is that what the other one was?
Yeah, Farlap. And LeBron James.
Whereas they kept going back to you.
Yeah.
Like, isn't like every time someone else was talking, they then just showed your face anyway.
Yeah.
Because you were just there having a good time.
I was having the most fun.
You're in the moment.
Would love for people to watch it. And if you go to my YouTube channel, I made some videos about it as well. But one thing I did want to say is everything about this podcast was cut from the broadcast. So,
oh, yeah. Where's our plug?
On the shoot day, when we actually filmed it 6 months ago, Tom Gleason, who is the host, and he's a fucking hilarious comedian from Australia. He asked me all about this podcast. And I mentioned you. I said the names of the books. And maybe that's why it got cut, because I had to say Commentors from Kazkaban.
Yeah. They can cut before that.
And then Tom Gleason like didn't get it. And I was like, oh, because in Harry Potter there's Dementors, but in mine it's Carmentors. And he was like, oh yeah, so it's a cum joke. And then he like did a jerking off motion, which is probably now looking back why it got cut. But
But annoying, because the plug you did get in was for Hamish and Andy.
I know.
Oh, can we get a – they need a plug – the top podcast in Australia need a plug?
They only focused on the Hamish and Andy stuff, which I want to stress, when I auditioned for the show, I didn't want to go into the audition being like, I work on Hamish and Andy.
Hmm.
I didn't mention that I worked on that show until the final question of my solo audition, when they said, so what podcast do you work on? And I was like, okay, I work on – Will Anderson's podcast and Hamish and Andy, and they're like, oh, okay, that's when that all came out.
Yeah, I understood. Yeah. I think it's great anyways, and like you should be proud of your work.
Yeah,
should you?
I lost. No, but also, they showed a photo of us at the live show, but yeah, all got cut.
Oh my sadly. God, I could have been on it. I would have been on TV.
And I was like, what great content is this going to be for the pod when we can play back Tom Gleason talking about our podcast and they cut it all?
Can you email them for like a director's cut?
The mic cut, Snyder cut.
Yeah, can you get the mic cut? And then we can just post it and pretend it was on TV.
Yeah, we should.
Why not? Yeah. I had more to say about this.
Oh.
Because you... I loved it. You were very funny.
Thanks, man.
So yes, you did go out early. Because when we were watching the one, you buzzed in on someone else's and I was like, I would have said the same thing as you. So
it was,
you had to go for it. But what annoyed me was the guy, LeBron James guy.
Yes. Ugh. Lovely guy.
I feel like he
was, if people don't know, everyone brings a special topic to the show. That's why when Sam's saying LeBron James guy, his special topic was LeBron James.
So I was treating this more as just a conversation. I forgot that we are recording a podcast.
There are people in America who have never seen this show.
Yeah, okay.
Listening to this.
So he was at an advantage because he went first and people didn't really think about stealing, because the questions for LeBron James, they were so easy.
Oh, you can see me buzz in for one to steal, but I just wasn't fast enough.
They show a picture of him, a picture of LeBron James, showing everything he's wearing besides his feet. And they say, what special item was LeBron wearing in this game that was pink? Well, his shoes. They're the only thing you're not showing.
Yeah, gotcha.
And they're the only thing that's not in the uniform. I didn't watch it. I didn't watch this game. I know it's going to be his shoes.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. It's intimidating to steal answers when you're there, though.
Exactly.
And I tried to for a few, but I didn't trust myself to buzz early.
And, if I may.
Yes.
The LeBron James boy. He, as in the guy, the specialty, that was, he wasn't LeBron James's boy. Bronny James, who's going to be drafted soon as well. But he buzzed in on a few of yours for Super Mario.
Yeah, he stole from me.
Your special subject being Super Mario Bros.
Super Smash Bros.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Super Smash Bros. The reason I thought this was unfair was because the guy whose special subject was LeBron James. I mean, he was a man whose profession is a plumber and he had a mustache. I think he's got an inside advantage. He's one of the brothers.
He's one of the Mario.
He's one of the Smash Brothers.
He was a plumber. I didn't think of
yeah,
that.
He was yeah, he was a plumber. That would have been. I think great, he was wearing overalls.
That would have been a great reference.
I know. At the time, I thought, well, I can't compete with this guy.
I'm surprised Tom Gleason didn't pick up on that. Like, James, you're a plumber with a mustache. Are you one of the Super Mario Brothers?
And he was bald as well. I feel like you could have easily put one of those hats on.
Yeah.
One of those. And I'm just like, that's unfair.
If you are not from Australia and you can't get onto ABC iView Australia, which you might not be able to unless you have a VPN, send me a message and I will organise for you to see the episode.
Wow, that's really good.
In a way that is illegal.
Anyway, I just thought, that's and play on. And I just thought it'd be unfair because imagine if we got Farlap Girl and then the person on the other side is just Farlap. I mean, that
I know everything about that. No.
Correct.
People who... A lot of people probably don't know what Farlap is. Farlap was a very famous racehorse in Australia.
For some reason, I feel like it's a world famous horse.
I seriously doubt it.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Now, you have added two more shows to your Comedy Festival shows, which is awesome.
If you're
well
still
done.
Listening to the podcast.
Yeah. Is that the only – do you want to plug that a bit more?
Oh, yeah. I was just going to say, yes, incredibly, people, thank you all the listeners for coming along or for everyone that came along.
Amazing.
And
turnouts.
Randomly there's been a good response to it.
Yeah.
And I've
– Not randomly. It was a great show. Okay. Word of mouth spreads. Lots of people came.
Lots of people came. Yeah. So much so that there's been enough, you know, little fizz about it that I'm now doing two extra shows, one of them in the Melbourne Town Hall, which is just – which is a huge,
that's awesome.
It's crazy for me to be putting on a solo show, even just one night at the Town Hall. Like that's
That's amazing.
They usually save that for people who are actually famous.
Yeah.
So
well, you were on Hard Quiz. Oh no, you weren't. Well, you got cut out.
I was nearly on Hard Quiz. So
you should put that in your poster as not seen on Hard Quiz.
So look, if you came to the show or you didn't come to the show, if you didn't come to the show, please come.
Yeah.
If you did come again. Or just tell someone to go because it'd look very good for me to sell out the Town Hall one especially.
It's this Saturday and Sunday if you're listening on the week this is out. So grab a ticket, comedyfestival.com.au. Yep. One more thing before the fanfic because we do waffle a bit on this.
A little bit.
Finally heard because I was wondering if you were making up the story where you were on a Jetstar flight and the flight attendant or flight expert, Georgia, knew who you were. You got a photo with her.
What a crazy story for you to make up.
But we never
and then also get a photo with someone.
We never heard from her until I checked our message requests on the Instagram page, HBOTB. It was hiding in there. Georgia did write in.
So did she write in prior to us saying she hasn't written in?
I think so, yes. Georgia. So we're finally getting to it. Hi, Mike and Sam. It's Georgia, the in-flight expert.
Oh, hi, Georgia.
Sorry it's taken me so long to respond, but I loved seeing Sam on my flight. It honestly made my day. You guessed right. I am from Melbourne and I fly domestically, but I still do Bali, Fiji and New Zealand flights.
Oh, my gosh.
So
yes,
everywhere. Doing a lot of the sort of, you know, the Indonesian islands and stuff.
Maybe
like that.
I got jet-started to Fiji. I don't remember.
I'd love to go to Fiji. I couldn't come to your last live show as I had plans already that day. Cancel them. But I will defs come to the next one. That's great.
Oh, wow.
My favourite moment from the fanfic so far has got to be when that dragon killed Gorby Bolonsky in the Triwizard Tournament and how it then went into the backstory of the dragon's life after the tournament, lol.
Hilarious. I agree.
I also laughed so much in the recent ep, which probably isn't recent now, but when Boxley Washington told Neville to shut up and keep sucking.
Oh my God.
Harry being so unhinged in the fanfic makes every ep so fucking hilarious. This is my favourite podcast to listen to, so thanks to you and Sam for always making me laugh. Goodbye, Hamora.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
What an amazing message. Thank you, Georgia.
I'm going to stand up. Keep talking. But there was one more thing that someone sent in. Keep talking.
Yeah, well, you said that, but then you kept talking.
Keep talking.
Well, I can't keep talking while you're talking.
We have an official fact checker of the show.
I was still going to say thank you to Georgia.
Oh, yeah, Georgia. Yeah, yeah, cool. Yeah. I'll just sit here while you say thanks.
I was going to say thank you to Georgia. That was an amazing message.
We cannot wait to see you at the next live show.
Yep. I mean, Melbourne-based. She could even come to my bloody stand-up show.
Oh, go to Sam's Comedy Fest show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
There you go.
If you want.
You done?
Okay, I guess so. Yeah.
So Oren,
so tactful.
Oren,
you're happy, Sam?
Oren, you're happy. Oren, the fact checker, said, responds to last week's episode. Yes, Vanessa Hudgens was in Spring Breakers. Remember we talked about that?
Yes, yep. I do.
Saladas are called saltines in the US.
Wow.
And made by a few different companies, including many other parts of the world. Kellogg's, Nabisco, and others make those crackers in North America.
That's what saltines are?
And the word that you were thinking of, he said, they are perforated to break. Oh. That's what we were thinking. But then I said tessellation, to which Oren says, it is an example of tessellation as well, but that is usually only used for more complex shapes that combine without overlapping or gaps. Wow. So thank you to our official fact checker.
Oren, thank you. So, I mean, Oren, we are happy that we have a fact checker.
Yeah, we are. I reckon Georgia, you know, we've got Sam, the official Stan. Georgia, I reckon, has got to be our official in-flight expert.
Yes.
Yep. We've got Oren, our official fact checker. Amy, yep, our official correspondent. Yep. Mitch is the unofficial correspondent. And
we maybe
other Amy was the foreign correspondent.
Yes. Marty hasn't got in touch about whether she will be the boomer of the show, or maybe I've offended her by saying boomer of the show. But
yes. Anyway, we got to pick up the fanfic.
We do. I'm actually looking forward to now when we take our live shows international.
Yes.
We do Harry Potter and the Boys live from Fiji, and Georgia can kind of help us out.
Maybe we can get some free Jetstar.
Oh, I reckon.
Get Jetstar on board.
Absolutely.
And remember to send in what's your country's budget airline. Sam, we're picking up. That's such a great.
Out of your prior, if you've got a list of to-do list, maybe don't prioritize sending your budget airline from your country.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe look up my show first if you want to come to that.
Now, yes, go to Sam's show. From memory, at the end of the last chapter, they were all in the cave. Harry was chained to the wall, and it ended with a French voice from around the corner of the cave saying, Expelliarmus.
Yeah.
We pick up, I don't know who could be.
And it was incredible that we were able to pick up, that everyone's able to pick up Expelliarmus, but it was in a French accent.
Yes, Expelliarmus. I don't know.
I actually did it quite well last week, I reckon.
Yeah, you did. Chapter 39, though, Sam, we always start on this show by reading the title of the chapter just to help sort of ease
why do we do that?
Just to ease people in.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Like, because if we didn't have the title of the chapter, people would be like,
oh, I'm starting reading.
Yeah, that'd be insane. So if that'd you wanted great. To sort of do that, that'd be great.
Okay. Chapter 39, The Cheesy Betrayal.
Ooh.
That is good.
Now, it could... Why?
Well, because that's really earned an ooh today.
Yeah. Because sometimes we do just do it.
Mm.
But it is. The Cheesy Betrayal.
Yeah, sorry. I thought you wanted to comment on that.
No. Yeah, 'kay. Just get into it.
I'm going to begin reading the text of the book.
That's fair.
Three,
two, one. One, two,
now,
one, zero.
I'm going to do it.
Do it.
Big twist incoming.
Whoa. Okay.
Okay, wow.
I mean, it's been building up to it.
It has actually meant, I was going to say this is crazy that they say that in the book, but it has said that a lot.
Yes, so we don't know what's really going to happen.
But I think, we're right in the scene. We're still in the same scene.
But there was a great big twist in book two that clownish Kim Jiri was the Jim Wilkins choir.
No, they're a great twist. I'm just saying that we it alludes to the fact there will be a twist a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
Here we go. Gemini's wand flew out of his hand across the room towards Harry, who leaned over quietly to grab it and placed it in his pocket.
Okay. Yeah.
The boys looked, feeling very scared. Okay. The boys looked.
Looked, I reckon, in the direction of the.
Yeah. Oh, the boys looked. Then there's a dash. Yeah. Feeling very scared.
Okay.
They knew exactly whose voice that French accent belonged to, and it wasn't good news.
Oh no.
The who is the wrong who. It's who. You've got who apostrophe be, S, which
yeah,
that should be.
Who is. Yeah, it should be whose.
Yeah, S-E, yep.
Yeah.
Well. Well. No, that's not right.
I think the first one was better.
Well. The French voice said, as out of the shadows, Monsieur Chargeur strutted in arrogantly, smiling at the boys. But that wasn't all, because behind him strode another man, a man that the boys had only seen in photos, or in Lockie's case, in his dreams.
Can we pause? Because we also saw in the previous chapter, Monsieur Charger was with Cheeseman Damo and he said, I have to go.
Mm.
And Cheeseman was like, no, don't. And he was crying. He's like, I must. And now he's here. So just tidbits, little titties, little titties.
Okay. Little titty,
yep. Big titties, little titties. Some as big as your head. Shut up and keep sucking.
I'm gonna keep reading.
That's what I meant.
The man was tall, scruffy and hairy, wearing old tattered clothes, walking behind Monsieur Chargeur quietly and cautiously. So this is going to be the hairy man from Lockie's dreams.
This is Vladek, I think.
Is that what Vladek, who Vladek is?
I think so, yeah.
Bonjour, mon ami. Ça va? Monsieur Chargeur looked around, pointing his wand toward Gemini. Please meet my friend, Vladek Slavonomanovic, and let me explain everything. I forgot that Vladek was the hairy guy.
Yeah, I think we knew that.
I just forget how hairy he is.
Yeah, yeah. I don't picture him as hairy anymore.
I guess I'm now I'm trying to as well. I'm picturing a bit of like a Chewbacca.
I don't think it's Chewbacca. Oh, maybe it is. Well, you decide.
It'd be good if it was just like written in here somewhere.
Do your best Chewbacca. What? What? That was so, that was nowhere near Chewbacca.
What does he do?
It's like.
No, that's pretty hard. Chewie, no. Pew, 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 pew.
There's like a roll to it.
It's really hard to do without. We haven't practiced this ever.
Yeah. Can you try again?
I'm a bit embarrassed now.
Do your best R2. Beep, 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 beep. Yeah, that's good. All right, let's start. Let's start.
Not now, Chewie. Oh, my God. Okay, sorry for everyone
listening. Sorry, guys. Sorry, Georgia.
She'd hate that bit.
Georgia's on a flight to Fiji listening to this.
Oh, if they knew.
Yeah.
If only the passengers knew. The boys were horrified because their worst nightmare had come true. They were cornered, again, by the evil potions master of Hogwarts, Mr. Charger, who was in disguise as Monsieur Chargeur, the bumbling Frenchman. I don't think he was... Did they ever not say he was bumbling? Anyway. P.S. Every time I have to type Monsieur Chargeur in this book, it is so annoying to find the E that has the little thing on top of it to imply French. I can't wait to not have to do that anymore in the next book. It's so annoying. Seriously. Okay, back to it.
So maybe people don't know this, but Monsieur Chargeur, every time it's written in the book, it has the little
E with the E accent.
With the accent, the same way Pokemon has the E with the accent.
Okay, yeah.
But I don't think that even fits how we're saying it. I think I just thought it was French looking.
Pokemon, Chargeur. Yeah.
Chargeur.
Yeah.
Maybe
whatever.
It's Chowder. It's Chowder.
I'm not gonna change how I'm saying it.
Okay.
But also, I guess a slight spoiler that Monsieur Chargeur will not appear in the next book.
Yeah, true.
It seems.
That's actually true, yeah.
And it is funny that, yes.
Yeah, it's a giveaway, yeah.
It's because to get that little E with on you've got to either, there's a few ways.
Yeah, I mean, this is back on Microsoft Word on PC.
You might have even gone to the symbols section.
Symbols section.
Drop down. Or
is a section, you don't like going into that territory of Microsoft
often
Word,
Often
you
could do, it was either, you either did shift then the accent and then separately type the E, or was it control then the little accent and then separately do the E?
Yeah, but I think now you can just hold down on the keyboard, like on an iPhone, you can hold down on like the letter E and it comes up with all the alternatives.
Oh yeah.
But I guess in Australia, like when it very rare you're using any of those special, we're a pretty
resume.
Resume, maybe. We're a pretty strict QWERTY country. We're not really straying from the keys on the QWERTY.
No.
Whereas if you're in France or, I don't know, Spain, Belgium, Japan.
You know, some areas of Canada.
Yeah. The French-speaking areas particularly.
Okay, anyway, back to it. You, Lockie said, grabbing his wand from his pocket. Bombarda!
I added that, sorry.
But he didn't aim the spell at Vladek. He aimed it at Monsieur Chargeur. I will not let you spoil my only chance to get answers.
Ooh.
Oh. Monsieur Chargeur. Fuck, there's that fucking E again. That's in brackets.
That's in brackets.
Smashed back in an enormous hit from the spell, crashing into the wall and seeming to fall unconscious. Lockie walked up to Gemini and the two together walked face to face Vladek. Oh, walked to face Vladek. This is so weird. So now Lockie, but Gemini, wasn't Gemini just about to kill them?
Yeah,
kill
Lockie? I think he was. But maybe Lockie just brings out a good side of him.
No, boys, don't go near him. That's Vladek, Harry Potter said. He's a murderer. A murderer, I tells ya. You're Vladek, aren't you? Lockie asked. The hairy man nodded at the boys, and a single tear began rolling from his eyes.
Lots of single tears for drama.
Yeah.
Just a single tear.
And at least this one says rolling from his eyes. The other one said like rolling down his
eye. Over his eyes or something, yeah.
This is Lockie. Tell us what the fuck is going on in this fucking book. We're sick of hearing about the narrator and the fucking E. Just tell us the fucking answers. And a lot of listeners can probably relate to that. Yeah. You've been popping up in my dreams ever since the first book, Lockie yelled. Harry was wriggling around a lot behind them, still chained to the wall, but it seemed like something was distressing him. Something. Just a lot of something and then dot, dot, dots. So I had to...
That was a good read.
To choose my own inflection for that.
What do you think it could be?
Something was distressing.
Something. This could be something.
Something.
It's definitely something. Not nothing. Cool.
Okay. Lockie. Oh, I don't know what the X voice is like.
Yeah, just vibe it.
Lockie.
Lockie. Gemini.
Lockie.
No, I reckon it's like Lockie. Gemini.
Yeah. Lockie. Gemini. Vladek began, pulling a wand out of his robe. I never thought I would see you together face to face. It's been so long. Michael and Rob looked at each other. They could clearly see Lockie falling into a trap. Vladek was clearly evil. He looked evil. He smelled evil. His farts were evil. And they had seen him with their own eyes in Cheeseman Damo's memory, murdering Jordan Borden and Talia. Michael raised his wand. Get away from them! Stand by the wall! He spoke sternly to him, as both Rob and Michael glowed with fire and ice. The power of the uniting friendship charm may have been starting up. But similarly, from Lockie and Gemini, jolts of electricity seemed to be conjuring around them.
That's right, because in the last book, in a scene very similar to this, they became that electrical man thing.
And in this book before that,
the fire and ice. Fire man. And ice. Yeah.
So
love that little.
This is it's getting very Pokemon battle.
Yeah, thinking.
It is. At the end of each book.
Yes.
Because now we've got Rob and Michael doing a fire and ice thing.
Yeah. Got.
And we've
Lockie
got
and Gemini being
Jolt's electricity.
Pikachu using the Zapatron. Remember, he used that
Zapatron
spell. Zapatron.
Yeah. I mean it, I'll curse you, Michael said. You don't understand, Vladek said.
And this this is obviously all supposed to feel like the Shrieking Shack at the end of Prisoner.
Totally.
Of Azkaban. That's the vibe.
Good explaining.
Yeah. Where there's just confusion, but because in the Shrieking Shack scene, when Sirius Black is there and he's like, I'm going to kill him.
Yeah.
And Professor Lupin's like, no, you can kill him, but just wait. We have to explain why. And like Sirius at no point is like, oh no, like, hey, what? Like you want to be like Sirius, start by explaining why you're innocent, then do the I'm going to kill him bit.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's so frustrating. So many movies like that where they just... Like, can they just explain what's happening?
Yeah.
How does it become? People go, I'm going to go, blah, 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 and then they all leave the room without anyone explaining what
has
happened.
Yeah.
Because then explain it, Rob yelled.
Oh, okay. Okay, seriously, guys?
Simi began.
I know we're in the middle of something here, but. What?
It's just funny.
I know we're in the middle of something here, but I've seriously got to come clean. My dad isn't actually on a government mission searching for Osama bin Laden. I know. I lied. And you know what? I hate lying. I'm beating myself up about it and have been ever since I started lying. I think, I don't know. I just thought, maybe if I lied and made you think my dad was doing that, you guys might think I'm cool and accept me. I guess deep down, that's what I really want, to be accepted and fall in love. And have kids and get married on the beach. I'm sorry I let you guys down. I'm sorry I lied.
Fuck me. That's so annoying. Shut up. That's not in the book. That's just me. Dimmy looked around the cave and gave a thumbs up to Osama bin Laden, who gave a thumbs up back. Nobody acknowledged anything Dimmy said or said anything. Great.
I'm pausing for effect. Can you read the last line again?
Nobody acknowledged anything Dimmy said or said anything.
Oh, so Mad Dad discovered Atlantis.
He just couldn't help himself. Yes. He's like, no, I do need to say my dad did something cool. Vladek still did not move, even after the threat from Michael. And the rest of the boys, Rob, Sam, Tom and Luke, oh, they're still here as well,
they? Yeah.
Were now holding their wands up. You may have fooled Lockie, but you haven't fooled us, Luke said. We'll fight for our friends and defend them, Sam said. I've debated 800 times this year. 800, Tom said.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's nothing to do.
Nearly three a day.
Yeah.
Oh, you could do that.
We saw you kill Jordan, Borden and Talia, whoever that is, and we won't let you near Lockie, Michael said. It was a quaint moment where if it was a movie, some inspirational, positive music would come. But I'd deep put down, that in. Yeah, you can put that in. Lockie knew something about the story that was being told was wrong. Here we go. Meg Expelliarmus. Another voice could be heard.
Meg Expelliarmus. Like mega
Expelliarmus. Mega Expelliarmus.
It might as well just be better Expelliarmus.
Yes. Expelliarmore.
Expelliarmore, yeah. That's better.
Meg Expelliarmus. Another voice could be heard from around the corner of the cave. The cave having a corner seemed really convenient because it definitely meant I could write characters saying stuff before they were visible to everyone else, which leaves suspense.
It does, because who is it?
Yeah.
We don't know who it is.
I know. And so lucky this cave kind of curves around every now and then.
Yeah. And everyone's casting a spell, obviously.
Kind of around them.
Like in Star Wars when they hide with their blasters and then.
Yeah. They've done well. Yeah. I like that everyone's like, oh, something's going on here. Yeah. You know what? I'm going to wait and then I'm going to do a spell.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to enter. Okay, here we go. Meg Expelliarmus was like Expelliarmus, but for multiple targets.
Should be Expelli-Multi.
Mm.
Anyway, doesn't matter.
It's convenient, isn't it?
Someone
invented that. The wands of Michael, Rob, Luke, Sam, and Tom flew out of their hands.
Jesus.
No! They all said.
No! Sorry.
Oh, that's good.
Thanks.
It does save time, I guess, for the book. You know, it's all going Expelliarmus. Expelliarmus.
I guess the drawback of Expelliarmus is that if you have multiple targets, you can't really use it. Because you know, if I Expelliarmus you, he's just going to curse
totally.
Me. But then someone's like, well, what if you could just do any target, Meg Expelliarmus, bam, they're all gone.
Yeah. Well, that's where you'd be more beneficial to do something like one of those ones where you like blast people off their feet.
Yeah, like Bombarda, which Lockie just used.
Everyone just falls out. Like you get blasted back and fall over.
Yes. Anyway.
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 Out from around the corner of the cave came someone the boys were devastated to see. Cheeseman Damo had walked in, wand held up high.
Cheesy.
Cheeseman assessed the room and noted Monsieur Chargeur's body unconscious on the floor.
Cheesy.
Is he alive? This is just interesting because we don't really know who's good or bad.
We don't know anyone's allegiance. I like this.
Yep. Yes, the boys just knocked him down. Fear, perhaps, Vladek said. What, like he's...
Fear, perhaps.
Okay, here we go. Ah, Reconcio Awakes. Cheeseman Damo aimed his one at Monsieur Chargeur's chest and he sprung back into consciousness. So, Reconcio Awakes.
Just to raise anyone from
being asleep?
Yeah.
Not just like, you could just be like, hey man. You're up? You're awake?
Reconcio.
Yeah, it's too much to... Yeah.
Why would I want to use my hands? I've got a wand.
Exactly. Okay, Cheeseman then looked Vladek deep in the eyes, placed his hand on his shoulder. The two immediately embraced each other in a long hug. It was like two friends being reunited after many years.
This is like when Professor Lupin comes in and hugs Sirius.
Okay.
And you're like, you were on his side the whole time. Yeah. Yes, but let me explain. but they don't explain.
And I like that you're saying it was like two friends being reunited. It seems like it is
that. It is that, yeah. The other thing about that is is this, in that Shrieking Shack scene, Hermione goes, "You've been helping him get into the castle." And then Lupin responds in the movie, at least, by going, "Very clever, Hermione. You know, you really are the brightest witch of your age." Yeah. It's like, why are you making it look like evil?
And like, and then on reflection, if you are good, then what a fucking bitchy thing to say to Hermione.
Yeah, oh no, it's about her realizing he's a werewolf, but same thing. Like, he's like, "Very clever, Hermione. You fucking nerd. Yeah, everyone hates you, you idiot."
Exactly. It's just like, the fact that he turns out not to be evil, if I was Hermione, I'd be like, "But then why was he so mean
being
to me?
Being a dick, yeah.
Why was he so fucking mean to me?" And when he's saying, "Oh, very clever," I'm like, well, no one else figured it out.
Professor Lupin could just come in and be like, "Hey, guys, I know everyone's amped up right now. This is really fucked.
Yeah.
Let's all take a pause because I think there's something going on here.
Just go, Sirius is actually not bad. Sirius is good.
I think there's been something crazy has happened. Let's just pause." Yeah. But Sirius doesn't help. I mean, like, "Oh, I'm going to kill him."
Sirius, chill, mate. Let's explain to them. He never acts like that ever again.
No, that's the thing. Like, literally within a month of leaving Azkaban, he's fine.
He's the most calm. He's like, "Oh, Harry, oh, yeah. How good is this?"
How good's living?
Okay, keep it cool. Like me, serious.
Hey, let's be serious, all right?
All right, here we go. I'm sorry, Cheesy, Fledek said, crying.
Cheesy. I love that Cheese Man's nickname is Cheesy.
Yeah, it's good. Or that the Cheese Man isn't even enough of a nickname. I mean, that really sounds like, yeah.
True.
Cheese Man was crying too. I hate it. I'm sorry, Vlad. I'm sorry. I came here because I knew I had to. I'm going to do it tonight, Fledek said.
Okay.
I have nothing else to lose. I've served my time. I'm going to kill him. This is really exactly.
This is Prisoner of Azkaban now. And this implies he's talking about Jordan Borden, I think. Implying that Jordan Borden is.
Oh, no, this is. Okay, now I can see exactly can see what the fuck's happening.
Yes. Yeah.
My friend. You do not need to tatter your soul anymore. I understand how angry you are at what happened that night, Cheese Man began. And Monsieur Chargeur stood next to him. Kill who? Lockie began. Jordan Borden? Is he here tonight? Cheese Man, Damo, Fledek, and Monsieur Chargeur all looked confused. Jordan Borden? Now why would you say that, Lockie? Cheese Man said. Forget it. You were on his side this whole time. You were supporting Fledek, helping him. Both you and Monsieur Chargeur. We trusted you, Lockie said. You lied to us, played us the whole year. You acted like the simple HR manager at Hogwarts, like you were protecting us, teaching us the Patronum charm and everything. But really, you just wanted us to come here tonight, Michael said. Different cum, that one.
Wow.
Yes, I was helping Fledek, but... everything you're saying is true, but please listen to what I have to say, boys.
This is what Professor Lupin should have done.
Yes.
Well, it's really subverting expectations a lot.
And I guess this is Fledek is the serious character, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Cheese Man, enough. Let's kill him. I need to kill him now, Fledek yelled. He was angry now. Harry was shivering in fear.
And then this is the moment in the movie when Sirius goes, enough fighting, let's kill him. Yeah. And then Lupin hands him in the wand and is like, all right, very well, kill him. But Harry has a right to know why. And it's like, Lupin just assumes they know they're talking about Peter Pettigrew, but it's like, no, everything you're saying makes it look like you're going to murder Harry. Explain it.
If someone had broken in my house with like a gun and they went out and they're like, I'm going to kill him, I wouldn't assume they're talking about like the pet dog.
Yeah. The other thing is, if Sirius wanted to kill Peter Pettigrew that night so bad, he literally could have just run up to Ron, grabbed the rat and just eaten him in dog form.
Wow.
And bam, it's done.
Yeah.
None of this like, oh, I'm going to kill him. Like, why does he have to do it in front of everyone? Why can't he just do it and be like, okay, now that's done. So I can explain everything, right? But maybe if he
killed
him.
Let me explain why I just ate that rat alive.
Yeah. But maybe if he killed the rat, it gets stuck in rat form. And then maybe he can't prove that it was Peter Pettigrew.
That's true. And then he's just eating a rat.
Yeah.
He just ate a rat.
Oh, now we've got to give you a shot now.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Let's kill him now. Bledek yelled. He was angry now. Harry was shivering in fear. Guys, I know this sounds weird, but I swear to God, I've been in a situation in the past that was almost exactly like this in my third year at Hogwarts. I'm getting some serious deja vu right now, Harry said.
He would be.
He would be. Okay, very well. Kill him. But these boys have a right to know why, Cheese Man said. You have ripped this completely directly.
Yeah, are you surprised? Of course, yeah.
No. We know why. You tried to kill Jordan Borden all those years ago, but he escaped. And now you're trying to finish the job, finish the crime you went to prison for, Lockie said. There was more confusion. And Monsieur Chargeur even mouthed, what the fuck?
Okay.
Harry was still feeling some strange presence that was like something trying to escape him.
Okay.
Boys, this is adult business. You should not be here. I will escort you back to the castle. Monsieur Chargeur stepped in front of the boys and ushered them to the door to the cave. We're not going with you. We know you're Mr. Charger in disguise. You've got us now. Just admit it, Lockie said. For the love of God, I have explained to you so many times. I am not Mr. Charger in disguise. I am Winstone Chargeur, French potions master with coincidental similar name to him. Why will you not listen, Monsieur Chargeur says. Interesting.
And now we're in present tense. He says it.
Oh,
He says it.
Well, not for long. If we go with you, we know we're getting killed. Your disguise is as transparent as a window, Michael said. Ooh, burn. Big burn from Michael. You're as transparent as a window. I see right through you. Ha ha.
And then, what's a transparent window?
Asked Dimmy. Just tell us the truth, Derek yelled. Because for a second, I forgot he was in this scene.
I think it's supposed to be I forgot, but anyway.
Now here we go. Another voice sounded from around the corner of the cave.
Oh, I love this corner.
It's like it feels a bit like Seinfeld's like apartment.
Kramer busted.
Who's coming through the door next?
Thank
God you're here.
I think I know who this character is. Can I voice them? Okay. So another voice sounded from around the corner of the cave. I'm gonna put on a voice for this character, by the way.
I think I can tell you the truth.
A maniac.
Was that good?
That was really good.
Yeah.
A maniacal laugh or maniacal laugh like the Joker could be heard.
Who is it?
And clownish Kim Jiri stepped into the cave clapping.
Oh.
Well, well, well. What do we have here? Vladek, you decided to join us again, did you? Ha ha ha. Oh, Cheese Man, is that you too?
Clownish Kim Jiri laughed hysterically. Amazing.
Now, what's amazing about
that voice? That's like,
oh, I love it.
It's like the Joker from like the Batman video games
or the animated series.
That's probably what
love
I
mean. It. Yep. Now, the interesting part about this, what do you find anything interesting about it?
Not really. I might just go home.
I think clownish Kim Jiri doesn't seem to have expected Vladek or Cheese Man to be there.
Yeah,
which is kind of weird.
That's true.
Yeah.
How do they all know? Anyway. Okay. Clownish Kim Jiri laughed hysterically. Harry continued to feel something pulling away from him, something he couldn't figure out.
Okay.
Okay.
That keeps
that
coming
back.
A few
times. The boys were confused. So am I. Clownish Kim Jiri didn't seem to expect to see Vladek or Cheese Man Dane.
Okay.
What was going on?
I love how my mind today works exactly the same way
as
my
mind. Yes, you've grown so much. Yeah. Monsieur Chargeur stepped forward. Excusez-moi, you strange clown-like man. I am these boys' teacher, and it is my responsibility to get them safe back to the castle. Please step aside, Monsieur Chargeur said. So, I'm so confused about Monsieur Chargeur.
This is crazy, because now I'm... Okay, okay. And this next line shocks me.
Wow.
Shocks me. And who are you?
Clownish Kim Jiri said. My name is Winstone Chargeur, potions master from France, he responded.
Okay, that's the end of the page, and I'm worried about this page turn. I can cover some of it because I want to go line by line.
Okay, well, why don't you just not look?
Okay.
Oh, you might have
I might have to read. Okay.
Okay.
Now, you were about to say something.
Why don't I flip back? Okay. I was about to say, this is crazy.
This is crazy.
Because... I think I said this a couple of chapters ago.
Yeah.
I was wondering what if Winstone Chargeur, what if it's a situation like, is it Joey JoJo Junior Shabadoo in The Simpsons, or is it?
No, you're thinking of Guy Incognito.
Guy Incognito.
Two very great Simpsons gags that are like. I'd love to explain them if that's okay, because I love Simpsons gags. So the Joey JoJo one is Homer's having marital troubles with Marge, and he's
It's like, I got this friend.
I need your advice. I got this friend called Joey JoJo Junior Shabadoo. That's the worst name I've ever heard.
Oh, that's the worst name I ever heard.
And then you see a man at the bar run out of the bar crying.
And then Barney goes,
hey, Joey JoJo!
Which is great.
Now, one of my favorite things ever.
The joke you're thinking of, though, which is sort of like this, is like...
Is Homer banned from the...
Homer gets kicked out of Moe's. Yeah. And then a guy who looks a lot like Homer, just with a top hat and a mustache, comes in. And goes, hello, I would like to have some beer. It's like, get out of here, Homer. Homer? Who is Homer? I am Guy Incognito. And then they throw Guy Incognito out. And then you see Homer still out on the
camera. Yeah.
This could be, I mean, I don't know. We're nearly at the end of the chapter, I think.
And we know you're a fan of The Simpsons. Anyway, okay. Cheeseman Damo was just too late. He knew exactly what was about to happen and tried to lunge in front.
Well, Winston, a charger. I'm pleased to meet you,
Clannish Kimjiri said.
And I'm so, so sorry that it's on your last day.
Clannish Kimjiri raised his wand and pointed it at Monsieur Charger's chest.
Avada Kedavra.
A green light emerged from his wand, shooting directly onto Monsieur Charger as Cheeseman Damo hit the ground with a thud, trying to block it, but too late.
So Cheeseman has tried to... Get in front of it, but couldn't.
The body of Winston A. Chargeur, potions master from France, lay motionless on the floor.
What?
What?
So, like, because clownish Kimjiri would not kill Mr. Charger.
Yeah.
So I think the chapter started with big twist incoming, and I think we're supposed to, the twist is that Monsieur Chargeur was in fact telling the truth the whole time.
And that
when he said he wasn't Mr. Charger.
He's actually just a French potions teacher. But why is he friends with Damo?
Well, we don't know. But then also...
Then where's Mr. Charger?
Well, then we don't know. But Clownish Kimjiri wouldn't murder Mr. Charger because they're on the same team.
God,
and Clownish Kimjiri genuinely didn't seem to know who Monsieur Charger was.
But it is funny because even wouldn't Clownish Kimjiri be like, God, you look a lot like a friend of mine.
Yeah.
Like a lot.
A lot. Are you sure?
Oh, my God. It's a real Guy Incognito situation.
This is crazy.
It's crazy. Well,
and you know the best part for us?
Yeah.
Because we're... doing two records today.
Yeah.
Because I'm going overseas. We get to find out the next chapter right now.
And you
the
don't.
Listeners don't. They have to wait. You guys suck. Nah, keep listening.
You keep listening, guys.
Yeah, we love you guys. Yeah. We'll see you next week, though.
Great.
That was a crazy chapter. I loved that.
It was amazing.
I've got goosebumps. I don't actually. I could. This could give me goosebumps if I tried.
It didn't yet, but that was an exciting twist.
My brain is like, dopamine surging right now. Anyway.
Wow.
Come to Sam's shows.
My brain is, I think, clotting. I think I'm going to... I think I'm having a stroke. Come to my show.
Yeah.
Come to my show.
Saturday, Sunday night, comedyfestival.com.au. Is that the best place to get tickets?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
just Sam Gallup, Big Ick Energy.
Can you feel Big Ick Energy? I'm just Sam. I'm spoiling the show.
Whoa, I mean,
people have seen the show.
That is the first 30 seconds of the show.
Here's something just to finish up about your show. I actually messaged Bella, who came to every night of your show.
Yes.
Bella also came to our live show for HPATB, and she brought a Derek is a Disgrace to All Wizards shirt.
Yes.
I said to her there when I saw her at your show, I said, what would you make as merch of Sam's show? Here's her response. And this is just a tease for something in your show, right? Belated response to your question about Big Ick Energy. I would start off with a hat that says, I survived Dr. Follicles, a retro style carton of puppy milk on a shirt, Yep. And now that's what I call music logo, but music is replaced with the word bark. And finally, can you tell I've been thinking about this while procrastinating writing comedy reviews? I saw Sam Gallup's comedy show and all I got was K-San stuck in my head. Those are just a few of the jokes those you will understand if you go see Sam's show this weekend.
That's good stuff.
Thanks for doing this, man.
Thanks, of course.
I'll see you next week.
See you next week.
But right now for us.
See you right now.
Goodbye, Amores. Name an actor.
Tom Hanks.
Didn't we already do?
Tom Cruise.
Proving it. I do know Tom Hanks.
Tom's the same.
Oh, it's me. What are the cowboy? Howdy.
What about whose voice is Buzz Lightyear?
Tim Allen. Mm. Who also, didn't he have a cocaine charge?
Who bloody didn't?
I don't think Tom Hanks did.
Allegedly.
Well, he was stranded on that island for all those.
Yeah. Maybe he wasn't on. Maybe he was actually in prison for cocaine.
What's your
charges.
Favorite Tom Hanks role? Just quickly.
I can't actually. Just quickly. Tom Hanks.
I gotta say, like, Captain Phillips, amazing. Sully,
not my favorite.
Amazing.
Sully's
Woody,
really good.
Amazing. Yep. A Man Called Otto, amazing. Forrest Gump, haven't seen.
Okay.
Anyway, we should probably.
Philadelphia.
Have not seen or heard of
He's
that.
He's got AIDS.
Oh, that's awful.
Well, yeah, that's what the movie's about.
Oh. Cool.
Okay, I think we should end it on the AIDS thing. Yeah.